Yeah, absolutely. One Feather is an Indigenous technology company. We're based out of Victoria, BC, but we work with First Nations all across Turtle Island. We are a technology company. And so what does that mean? What that means is that we build digital technologies and solutions that allow our Indigenous partners and users and clients to access Indigenous entitlements, programs, benefits, and services from all levels of government by removing barriers to access, drastically reducing the transaction cost, and making sure that those institutions and those processes and those colonial impacts, if you like, of our unique relationship with Canada are redefined from an Indigenous perspective in this digital space, building those technologies through an Indigenous lens and our shared lived experience.
So if someone would like to get involved with this experience, what's the target demographic and how do they get involved?
Yeah, so it's really, we have a number of services and options that are available, you know, for Indigenous people across the country. The most used one is status card renewal. So if you're in our ecosystem and we've done some identity verification with you, you can renew your status card in about 8 clicks, takes about 3 minutes. So that's a perfect example of where you can do that process online from the comfort of your own home or wherever you may be, including taking your own photo-ready submission for that renewal, instead of having to fill out, you know, multiple pages of paperwork and then, you know, submitting that via post to Canada, or worse, suffering indignity of showing up at a ISC office and proving to an Indian agent that you're in fact Indigenous and entitled to this status card. So it's about redefining that whole interaction. So status card renewal is one example, and electronic voting is probably what we're best known for. So if your nation has a voting event or a survey or some form of engagement and they opt in for electronic voting, you can do that from wherever you are on the planet and participate in your government's governance and important decision-making.
In addition to all these services, you guys support over 289 First Nations, Métis, and Inuit across the country with 370,000 plus members so far. Can you just touch on the growth and, you know, seeing hundreds of thousands of people use this sort of kit as a way to make life a little easier for them? How does that make you feel?
It's wonderful. It's really, it speaks to our values and our principles in terms of, you know, who we are and what we do. And so, you know, we exist to serve Indigenous people and their communities, lift our people up. And in the nuance or the parlance of my traditional training in the big house where I was raised, leave that table better set than the way we found it. And to be sure that we're not extractive in the work that we do, that we're actually additive. So let's add value. Let's lift our people up. And seeing our people, Indigenous people, embrace these technologies and use them is just really, really super satisfying. And I think validates the work that we do across the country and with those, and actually now over 300 nations across the country.
And if people would like to get involved, where can they find you guys on social media, websites, stuff like that?
Best place to go is www.onefeather.ca, and you can access all of our services information, renew your status card, even vote in your community election if your nation is using us. You can even access banking solutions, so dedicated Indigenous banking solutions. So if you're unbanked and you want to zero cost entry into the banking space, we can help you with that as well.